If you're just joining us, we're checking in on the 2020 census. Wisconsin's self-response rate to the census is among the best in the nation. We stand at almost 72% as of yesterday. We trail Washington by 0.1%. Minnesota, soundly in the lead. But look around Wisconsin, and the response rate of counties in the Northwoods lags well behind the rest of the state. So why is that? Have you returned your census form? What do you want to say about the census? We're at 800-642-1234. Peggy O'Connell is director of the Minocqua Public Library, where she's been helping her community with the census form. Peggy, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
So what have you been doing on the census front in your community through the public library?
Well, we got information from our library system and the American Library Association last fall, so fall of 2019, about ways that we can prepare to help the community with filling out the census form and making sure that they do respond. So, you know, libraries are a trusted source of information in the community, so the first thing we did, I think, was educate our staff about the census so that we were well positioned to be giving accurate information to our patrons and community members. And from then, it's just been an awareness campaign in our library as far as making sure that we, you know, have information out and available about not only filling out the form, but being, you know, being possibly a census worker as well. As I know the need in Oneida County, the county that our library is in, and other northern counties up there, there's been a great need for workers as well.
What about in these northern counties? Is it possible that the lack of broadband or internet reliability, is that a barrier to getting these forms in?
I think definitely it is. You know, it from my personal experience, you know, filling out the census form online was such an easy thing to do. Mm-hmm. And for people that don't have reliable internet access up here, if they have to do it by mail, you know, they may get that piece of mail in their mailbox and just decide it's just kind of another annoying thing that they have to fill out. And if they'd had reliable internet access, possibly that would have propelled them to fill it out that way. So it's definitely an issue in our northern counties, that and also cell phone reception, which can be very spotty. We have, you know, lots of rural and heavily forested areas up here where access to those things is prohibited.
Well, we heard from Evan in Marinette County, emailed to say that they've filled out their census form. They received a second piece of census mail at their second property. Does Evan need to complete another form for the second property? And if not, does it count as a non-response?
In my conversations with the census professionals, he should fill out that second census form only where it says how many people are living here, you would put zero there. So they are counting those second dwellings, but those people are receiving that second census form, but they don't fill out how many people are actually living there.
So we're talking with Peggy O'Connell right now. We're looking at the census forms and what is happening in the rural areas of Wisconsin as census response rates are have been lagging behind. Let's take a call now. Jack is joining us with a quick question on the census. Hi, Jack.
Yeah, when did, you know, the census is how many people live in the United States. My question is, when did they start asking for the different racial groups that were living in your house, you know, what your ethnicity was. It was just to see how many people live in the United States, and now it's more exact. And I was just wondering when that ever started.
Jack, thanks for the question. Peggy, what do we know about that history?
Actually, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure. I think that would be something you would need to contact the census or census office about. I'm not sure about that date on that.
So
I hate to give out wrong information.
So since the pandemic started, Minocqua Public Library reopened its doors with reduced hours. What services are still accessible to patrons now that the library is reopened?
We do have, we are reopened, and we do have our computers available there. We typically have 11 public computers. We just have three of them available right now. But if someone were to come in needing to fill out the census form, that person would definitely be given priority as far as, making sure that we make a computer available. Also, we do have a 30-minute limit, but if someone were filling out the census form, we would definitely allow that person to finish what they need to do before asking them to leave. So,
Peggy, as you talk with other libraries in your networks, how important are libraries to getting a response to the census in the communities?
You know, libraries are, that trusted source of information in our communities. So, we're also here to dispel rumors about the census and to make sure that people have accurate information, that, that your information is not going to be given to law enforcement or anything like that. So I think, we do have a role to play. And I think that with the census and sometimes with the low response rates, we just need to make people understand that there is, the consequences for not filling out the census for communities, that, it's all about, legislative representation and money for our communities. So I think, just keep trying to inform people about the importance of taking part and also the ease of the questionnaire. I found it very easy to fill out, and so just helping people understand that this is not a burden, that it is your civic duty to fill out the census. You are required to do that, and that is a simple and necessary thing that you should take part in.
Well, Peggy, something that you love to see people do at libraries is research. And our producer, Jana Rose, she went on to census.gov to find an answer to Jack's question. And the question about a person's race originated with the 1790 census. And local, state, tribal, and federal programs use this data, and they're really critical factors in the basic research behind numerous policies. And so race data being used in planning, funding government programs that provide funds or services for specific groups. Peggy, what are some common questions that you get about the census?
Why is the need there? How long will it take me? What is the government going to do with my information? Those are just, we haven't had a lot of questions. I think we've had a census worker kind of camped out in front of the library pretty much every week in August. And I know that he was pretty impressed just asking people as they were walking into the library, have you filled out your census form? And many of them said, oh, yes, I've filled it out. So I think we do have a pretty good response rate in Wisconsin. And as far as the northern communities, I think, because we have so many seasonal and second homes, I think that does impact our numbers here. So it might not be, and also from what I've heard from census professionals is that our response rate this time around versus 2010 is actually higher.
Oh.
So hopefully we're going in the right direction, and people are still able to fill out the census, so they can still respond. So if anyone hasn't done that, I know that the Census Bureau would be happy for me to say that you are able to still respond if you go to www.2020census.gov and do the questionnaire. It is so simple and easy and straightforward.
And Peggy, counties like Sawyer, Burnett, Bayfield, Vilas, Forest, their self-response rates are hovering in the 30%, in the 30s. Oneida County has 46% of residents responding at the moment. What do you think makes the variation that we're seeing here in the North Woods?
You know, outside of just, you know, again, it being a very rural area, and again, you know, limited internet access and people maybe just people not really understanding why it's important. And like I said before, you know, they see this form show up in their mailbox and it might just be another annoying piece of mail. So I think I think we just have to hammer home, you know, what is the reason for the count and why is it important?
Well, we only have a few seconds left, but I want to ask you about your library. How are you reaching your patrons and holding up in the pandemic?
We're holding up. We are trying to get the word out about services that we have available any way that we can. We realize not everybody is online. Not everybody has a Facebook page. Not everybody is going to different websites to get information. So we're trying to hang flyers up around town about our programs and services, talk to the media, get letters or articles in the newspaper to let people know that we are still here for them, that we still can help in many ways. We have drive-up service. We are able to, even when we closed back in March, we were able to get tax forms out a window to people, helping people with printing. So even though the doors were closed, we were still very much open, and we are here every day. People can call us, and we'll find a way to help if we can.
Well, Peggy, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Peggy O'Connell is director of the Minocqua Public Library. I'm Kay Dircher-Kent. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.